Yesterday, I mean, the sounds, you know, the sounds of the whole thing taking place, you know, I mean, I can kind of remember, you know, just off of the distance, the first time I saw him, all that time back then, the first time I saw him and his mangy little dog walking towards me, I can remember it now. I'm kind of sitting there in the woods and suddenly I hear this strange kind of clumping sound coming off in the distance, you know, because I don't know if any of you know, but he had only one leg, this old guy, and he had one leg, and it was a kind of a wooden stump that used to come on that. So I can remember just the sound of the thump and the wooden leg landing on the ground as he walked towards me across this thing here. The thumping and the clicking and the wooden leg, and then there was that ugly dog, you know, with the hips standing next to him. He had that strange spring mechanism on his hip, and the dog used to walk on. Two of them coming through the forest, and then there was that other foot that he used to drag behind him. He used to drag that other foot behind him. And the two of them walking towards me in the distance and the dog. And then there was that bet. I don't know if you guys knew about the bet, that horrible bet that he lost that year in the bar. He was sitting in the bar and he made that bet. They had to strap that huge piano onto his back and spend the rest of his life with a piano. So you hear the thumping of his leg and the wood clicking on the ground, and then that boom, the piano smashing on the ground that he used to drag chained all over his shoulders. And then I can remember it now, the sounds, it's bringing me right back. That submarine that started to float by in the distance as they walked towards me, the submarine. It was the strangest scene. The submarine floating by and the leg, the wooden leg, the piano dragging, the dog clumping along, harpooning his master. I can't even stand to think about it. Just make it stop. Thank God all this was happening up in the woods, but then I remember later on that day, you know, trying to get away from it all. I went over to visit my friend Jimmy. So I, you know, went down the street, knocked on Jimmy's door, opened the door, went into his house, and there's Jimmy, you know, doing what he normally likes to do. He's sitting in front of the TV, flicking the flicker. Actually, this particular day, he wasn't flicking the flicker. I think he had a video in. Beverly Hills Cop, I think, or something like that. Just kind of remember about it. The sound of the whole thing, huh? That's right, that's what it was. It was Beverly Hills Cop, he was sitting there watching that, and I came over, and I walked in. I said, Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, I can't believe you're watching this stupid movie again. I mean, every time I come over here, you're watching Beverly Hills Cop. And turn it off, just turn it off. So we turned it off, and I remember flicking through his album collection that day. Jimmy and I sitting around, you know, doing what we did just a Saturday afternoon, sitting around the house, flicking through his album. I remember pulling out this one old album that I hadn't heard in a long time. Jimmy was kind of a different guy. Jimmy had this thing, and it was his cat. His cat came and sat next to him. When this cat used to come into the room, I just remember Jimmy, he'd be gone. He'd be looking down at this cat with love in his eyes, and he'd start petting the cat's... Too late. Jimmy had the door open. He was letting Poster Nutbag go out for a walk. He shut the door. I knew something was terribly wrong. Poster Nutbag walked out into the street, thinking everything was just like a normal day. And suddenly he started to hear it. He looked around with his little cat eyes. He didn't know what the sound was, but he knew it was coming over from this direction. And as he stood there, it started to get louder. And louder, and a little bit faster and closer. And he looked up, and Poster Nutbag saw it coming towards him. He saw the old man limping with a wooden leg and the submarine floating around over his head and the piano dragging behind the old man's back. And he saw the dog. He saw Harpua, the evil dog, coming towards him. And he was so mesmerized by the sound, he looked up at the dog and suddenly knew there was going to be a terrible fight. Poster Nutbag started coming towards Harpua. Harpua started coming towards Poster Nutbag. They're coming towards each other. They're looking at each other. Poster Nutbag coiled his body into a deadly arch. The fight is about to begin. Harpua let an ugly drop of saliva drip onto the ground. It was too late to run. Oh my god! The storm is gone. Jimmy?
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have some bad news.
What is it, Dad?
It's about your cat.
Cat Poster Nutbag?
It's a sign of the nation's decay. But the dog.